Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Good evening, I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. First Lady Jill Biden is in Wisconsin today. Terry Bell is there.
Dr. Biden is in Wisconsin to talk about the Biden administration's effort to cut cancer deaths in half in 25 years. It was the cancer moonshot that Mr. Biden initiated as vice president and then brought back in his State of the Union speech this year. While in Madison, she toured Exact Sciences. They make products that help detect cancer early, Cologuard being the most famous product. Then she spoke with a gathering of the Black Women's Wellness Foundation. In Madison with the First Lady, Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin taxpayers may be on the hook for $2 million or more in legal fees for Republican lawmakers to defend the state's legislative maps. That is according to a contract signed earlier this month by Republican leaders of the state assembly and Senate. The lawmakers are seeking to intervene in two lawsuits brought against the state of Wisconsin, challenging the legislative maps after the makeup of the state Supreme Court shifted earlier this year. Lawyers representing the Wisconsin voters who are challenging Wisconsin's legislative maps filed a response to Republican lawmakers earlier this week. The filing argues that the calls for Justice Janet Protasiewicz to recuse herself are without merit. The lawyers state Protasiewicz's comments during the campaign were within the Wisconsin Code of Judicial Conduct. Republican lawmakers are out with their proposed solution to the child care crisis in Wisconsin. Pete Schwabe reports.
The Republican bills would let child care providers increase their class sizes and let families deduct child care costs from their state taxes. Democratic lawmakers say the package doesn't do enough to address Wisconsin's child care problems. The proposal would not make the state's child care counts program permanent. That has been a priority of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The governor told lawmakers he would be open to compromise on a tax cut if child care was addressed at the same time. A special session of the legislature has been called for by the governor to address child care in the state on September 20th. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The State Department of Health Services has awarded 15 grants to municipalities for free fentanyl prevention vending machines. The vending machines will be stocked with free fentanyl test strips and Narcan. The towns, counties, and tribal nations will also be able to use their own funding to stock the machines with other supplies, such as sterile syringes and medication lock bags. Fentanyl is the top killer of Wisconsinites ages 25 to 54. People in Waukesha are set to be able to get access to water from Lake Michigan in the middle of next month. Water will be flown in for the first time in a decade. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Republican lawmakers are circulating a package of six draft bills to address the child care issues in our state. They previously rejected Governor Evers' budget proposal for the Child Care Count subsidy program that has helped stabilize child care providers over the past 2 years. Instead, these bills would increase the permitted ratio of children to teachers and lower the minimum age for entry-level child care workers from 18 to 16. The bills include creating a tax advantage account for families whose employers don't provide federal tax-free dependent care accounts. The bills also include an interest-free revolving loan program that providers can use to renovate their facilities. Democratic Senator Kelder Royce told the Wisconsin Examiner these proposals do nothing to attract and retain early childhood educators. Other opponents are concerned these bills do nothing to keep child care doors open and provide no immediate help to make child care more affordable. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers missing some players at practice. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held a practice session this afternoon in Green Bay, and some of their key players were missing. Inside linebacker Devondre Campbell has been out several weeks now with an ankle injury. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs sat out Saturday's game with a hamstring. Today, head coach Matt LaFleur was asked about David Bakhtiari and if he thinks they found a solution to having the left tackle ready on game day.
I think it's going to be fluid. I think we've learned that by now.
Played pretty well, right?
Yeah, he did a really nice job. So it'll be fluid.
Bakhtiari missed practice again today. He's only played in 12 games since suffering a torn ACL New Year's Eve 2020. GM Brian Gutekunst.
What he went through was tough. It was tough on our football team. It was tough on him. And I think he's really in a good place now, really understanding what he needs to do to get ready to play. He kind of recognizes where we're at and why he needs to be out there. But at the same time, I think he knows when it's really good for him to back off and get ready. And as we get into the season, I think there's a lot of trust with him of what he needs to do to get ready to play.
College football, the Badgers host the Buffalo University Bulls Saturday at 2:30 at Camp Randall Stadium. And the forecast for Madison calls for sunshine and a high temperature near 90. What do they expect from new quarterback Tanner Mordecai? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
We don't want you to play passive. I don't care if you're a quarterback. I don't care if you're the center. I don't care if you're whoever it is. But there's also a way of playing clean. And I think in week one, it's on us every bit as much as it is on him to put him in those situations where, hey, we can be aggressive, but we can do it in a smart way.
NFL Hall of Famer Gil Brandt has died. Born in Milwaukee, a student at UW-Madison, Brandt became the first to computerize information for the NFL draft. Gil Brandt was 91. Baseball, the Brewers resume play tomorrow night when they host the Phillies. Milwaukee losing to the Cubs on that freaky play where a ball went bouncing off reliever Yoel Piamps. Where did it hit him? Manager Craig Counsell.
In the ankle, right ankle. We're going to get an x-ray, but I think he's okay.
That's Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba. Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiss Country.
Winona.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Friday Eve edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, in deference to 21 years of marriage, I'm taking tomorrow off. When Crudy bails, Dom usually bails. So Dom's
in deference to Crudy's 21 years of marriage, I'm also taking tomorrow off.
I hope you enjoy some time with family, Dom. You know, sometimes we've got to stop and smell the roses. But we'll have a fine fill-in. Never you fear. You're going to get some Matt Flynn direct tomorrow afternoon filling in for this fine product. And Dom, we're honored to have him fill in. But you see, one of our colleagues, kind of a big deal. Kristen Bry, the host of Asgos, Wisconsin, saw it in the chat. She was named, according to Milwaukee Magazine, Milwaukee's favorite radio host today.
Nice.
That is, I would be bragging forever, man. You know I would be. I called her and I said, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a little envious because we've never been named Milwaukee or Madison or Racine or Kenosha or anywhere's favorite radio host. Right. Wausau, looking at you, La Crosse, Eau Claire. I mean, we went to college in La Crosse.
Come on, La Crosse, where you at?
Apparently, you and I may still be in the running, but I know deep in my heart we did not win them as Madison's favorite radio host. We'll see, but...
We'll see.
I've been heartbroken before, because we seemingly don't want it enough.
No, come on, man. Maggie Dawn got the award when we got second place, and Maggie it's good stuff.
That was the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association silver.
Never let that silver one go, man.
Actually, it was like a crystal trophy, beautiful thing that Maggie was awarded for best interview of the year. And second place was our interview of Ron Johnson the day after he voted to acquit the president on the first impeachment charges. We had him in Milwaukee studios. I tried to brand him. I wanted to put the scarlet letter on him, Dom. I asked him, you know this is going on your tombstone, Senator. I mean, it was not a pushover interview. Chuck Todd, we did way better than Chuck Todd. Let's just put it that way. That was right around the time Chuck Todd was struggling to control Rojo.
In second place, we got a plaque.
Somewhere.
Where's the plaque, Rudy?
Who cares? It's a plaque. And second, man. First loser. If you ain't first, you're last.
Congratulations, Kristen Bry.
I understand Civic Media's own Charlie Behrens was also named like Wisconsin's favorite media star, according to Milwaukee Magazine. And our own pal Earl Ingram was also an honorable mention nominee as best radio host in Milwaukee.
Oh, nice.
He made it through the preliminary rounds, but Kristen's the queen of Milwaukee. Wish I was.
You can be the queen of Madison, Crudy.
I can't even be the queen of my own dreams, dumb. 844-967-2789. But I see you, CJ. Just don't want to get to you. Wanted to talk about the Clarence Thomas and the Alito. You know, Clarence apparently is making some financial disclosures. The Supreme Court justice, who, you know, never mentioned the whole going on trips with billionaires and having billionaires buy his mama's house and refurbishing the house and letting her live there. I'm not clear if it was rent-free or rent-subsidized, but it seemed like a hell of a sweet deal. Somebody did for Clarence Thomas's mama that he failed to disclose on his federal disclosures for years.
You know, you talked to some people and he said, nah, you don't have to disclose that. You know, I talked to some attorneys that said, yeah, over on the Capitol. You know, what do you want? I'm only a U.S. Supreme Court justice who's knows he's just getting away with it, man.
Well, the other one who's been accused of going on some far-flung, you know, let's just call them donor-sponsored trips is Samuel Alito, right?
Yes.
Well, the two of them came fighting out today at the Hill, Dom. Conservative Supreme Court justices, Dom's buddies, Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, are increasingly going on the offense as they seek to push back against a firestorm of ethics controversies. When Thomas's annual financial disclosures were released Thursday's today, Dom, the justice's personal attorney simultaneously circulated an unusual 6-page statement tearing into left-wing groups that he said had weaponized ethics against Thomas.
Yeah. Weaponizing ethics. Like when a judge, you know, gets $500,000 worth of trips from a billionaire buddy who may or may not have cases in front of the court. Yeah, weaponizing, like wanting to enforce some ethics to the Republicans, you know, the poor victims that are the Republicans, is weaponizing. Like when you got a bunch of lawbreakers and all of a sudden the law starts looking into your actions and they come after you with indictments. Oh, it's weaponizing. Well, maybe don't break the law. Maybe don't be unethical and take $500,000 trips with billionaire buddies. And you wouldn't have to describe them as weaponizing. It's freaking victimization of themselves, man. Give me a break.
You know, it's sort of heartwarming here on the text line. Katie from Middleton says, you're always my queen, Crudy. More on this story, though. The pushback from the conservatives who don't like you questioning their ethics, weaponizing their bad ethics against them, you know, holding them accountable to the truth and their failure to disclose. Well, Alito earlier had spoken out under his own name in a rare op-ed and interview he gave to the Wall Street Journal's conservative-leaning opinion section. Alito, in the interview, called recent stories about him nonsense, and suggested the Supreme Court bar should be defending him. But that's just not happening. And at a certain point, I've said to myself, nobody's going to do this, so I have to defend myself. Wasn't he the one that shook off Obama during his State of the Union address? Gave him the old no. When Obama said Citizens United is going to open the floodgates to, you know, rampant dark money spending. I'm glad he's always right, that Alito.
Yes. Always right on topic.
The conservative justices increased assertiveness comes as they steadily draw the ire of Democrats and judicial watchdog groups who are pushing for stronger ethics standards at the Supreme Court. They're saying, we don't need ethics. Yet the chances of winning tougher ethics reforms over the court is seen as unlikely. Getting legislation through the Senate looks impossible with opposition from GOP leader Mitch McConnell. Although, as I pointed out, now it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene saying Mitch is unfit. It's also the National Review. Although the Capitol, and if you're unaware, Mitch McConnell did another little freeze frame. stopped for about 30 seconds yesterday during the questioning. And my understanding is the Capitol doctor has said he's mentally fit to go back to work. But why does that keep happening? And Republicans are calling for him to step down. But you're not going to get it through if Mitch McConnell has got any say over it. No ethics for anyone on Mitch's side. So public statements from Alito and Thomas's attorneys give the impression that both justices are sick of sitting back and taking criticism from the media and Senate Democrats.
Well, stop taking the cash out trips then, man.
Here's what Thomas's personal attorney had to say. Sorry, it jumped just a bit. Where is it? No justice. The Hill is giving me way too many options here. No justice, Justice Thomas included, should be subjected to such political blood sport. Yeah. It is painfully obvious that these attacks are motivated by hatred for his judicial philosophy, not by any real belief in any ethical lapses.
No, I can criticize his judicial philosophy and also separately and independent of be critical of the fact that he's getting cash out free trips worth $500,000 in one time and now he's releasing more stuff. Come on, man. You're supposed to be above reproach. You're supposed to be the Supreme Court. You have what? You have all sorts of ethics codes in for the federal judiciary, but not you. It's good for them, but not you. Why is it good for them and not you?
Dominic, Thomas's form, this new financial disclosure, disclosed three private jet trips he accepted last year from Harlan Crow, a real estate magnate and GOP mega donor, and amended several, let's call them, mistakes from previous years.
Oh, my bad. Sorry about that.
Crow's friendship with Thomas came under scrutiny after a series of ProPublica reports earlier this year detailed an undisclosed real estate transaction between the two men and years of trips that Thomas accepted. Oh, yeah, never disclosed. Democrats and judicial watchdog groups responded by renewing a push to require the Supreme Court to adopt a binding code of ethics, arguing that justices could not be trusted to police themselves. A few Democratic lawmakers even called for Thomas to be impeached. The controversies arose, lots of controversies, but I don't know about impeachment. We'll see how it plays out here in the state of Wisconsin. I did hear on Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today, they're floating it. They're thinking awfully hard about whether or not to impeach Janet Protasiewicz from the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Wisconsin's newly elected Supreme Court justice, elected in April, hasn't even sat on a case
yet. She was impaneled August 1st. Robin Voss first threatened to impeach her by August 11th.
Oh, 20 days ago.
10 days into her term on the court, he was already threatening impeachment. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. I feel the love in the air. We're going to duck out early tomorrow, not be here. Matt Flynn filling in for us, so very excited. Matt Flynn will be very direct with you. And again, congratulations to our colleague, Kristen Bry. If you haven't heard her, the Asgos, Wisconsin. You know, especially in WAUK, that's Milwaukee, where she is now officially, according to Milwaukee Magazine, Milwaukee's favorite radio host. 10 to noon right here on the Civic Media Network, Asgos, Wisconsin. Lowly Domicroot relegated to afternoon drive.
What about Earl, man? Earl got like honorable mention or something too, right?
And well done, Earl. You're always honored when we mention you, Earl.
Hard work is the foundation of the job site. Boot Barn Work and Carhartt are committed to supporting the hard workers that keep our nation moving. Boot Barn Work proudly offers a broad selection of Carhartt workwear and boots, known for durability and quality since 1889. When the work is relentless, Carhartt is trusted to finish the job. With so much on the line, there's no room for cutting corners. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife, Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th. from 5 until 10:30 p.m., the dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlight will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphics show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/NIT light.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 50 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 85. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows around 63. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Highs level off around 90. Saturday, under mainly cloudy skies. 99 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's making radio great again.
I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789.
Dom, what? If you can't say anything nice about the musical choices, I was given an option to play something. He said, what do you want me to play, Crudy? And I said, you choose, Nate. Your choice, your call. And he's playing, leaving on an airplane.
We don't love John Denver on this show?
Did John Denver leave on an airplane?
Rocky Mountain High, maybe?
I appreciate the thought of John Denver. Yes.
Conceptually, you're a John Denver fan.
The Country Mountain, there's a couple of nice
Rocky Mountain High, yeah, Colorado. That's about it.
Thank you, Nate. That's what happens when you let people make the calls. Crudy, always rock and roll, man.
AC/DC, what about Rocky Top, Tennessee?
Sort of, I don't know that one.
Have you ever been to Rocky Top? I've driven by there.
It's
a place in Tennessee.
Yeah, I get it. I've been through Tennessee many times. I'm not clear I've ever stopped for any length of time.
The text line, sending love to you, Nate. Great melody. You know it's bad when you call it a melody. Hey, great melody. That seems like a backhanded compliment. When I say, that sounds like sarcasm. I know it's in the text form, but great melody seems quite sarcastic.
My Tennessee experience is pretty much limited to driving through like on the way to Florida or something. But we did spend some time in Memphis, which is a river town, man, right? It's on the Mississippi. It's like a big lacrosse.
Jazz? A lot of jazz there?
Blues, a lot of blues.
A lot Memphis of boozing?
Blues, baby. Oh, yeah. Love Memphis. Great town.
Memphis, Tennessee. But that's like a whole different part of Tennessee. Now, I went to Whitesburg, Tennessee about a year and a half ago. Went down and saw Chuck. That's Tennessee, dude. Yeah. Up by the mountains, the Blue Smoky Mountains or whatever they're called, Blue Ridge Smokies.
Yeah.
Over on the, I guess that'd be the eastern side of Tennessee is where I spent a weekend. I drove the devil wagon down, took my two boys. And Chuck wouldn't get in it. It was substantially larger than his vehicle, and there's five of us. Oh, no, we had to pack into his because...
No, because you got devil radio.
Because I had devil horns on it. Yeah. He's like, look around. There's a church on every corner down here.
Yeah, well, my understanding, you guys believe in the devil. So what's the problem?
844-967. 2789. Bill from Grant County. Bill, turn that radio down.
All right. Well, I'll...
I'm going to put you on hold for a second, Bill.
Hey, I tell you what.
All right, now we're ready.
All right. Hey, Bill, what's happening?
What's this deal now with they got to channel money to Ukraine with this bill with Hawaii? So it's a package deal. If I recall, I don't think Ukraine is part of the United States, but Hawaii is. So you guys let me know how that package is going to work. So they're going to send more money to Ukraine than take care of the disaster in Hawaii. I just don't understand. Maybe I'm an idiot.
Well, we can certainly take care of American citizens, and there are resources and lots of money. And FEMA was out of money, my understanding, sir. So the Biden administration has allocated money to be spent in Maui, where there were these tragic wildfires. But Putin has also invaded his neighbor, which is the Ukraine. And they continuously need armaments and the money to buy those armaments. And we have made a choice to try and prop up another democratic nation in the Ukraine. Bill, can't we do
and
both?
At the same time, we're depleted out of our armor supply. I mean, we've given so much money, $100 billion.
Well, what's plan B? Giving it to Putin, sir?
Let me step back here for a minute, Bill, if I may, because we can go down every single dollar that the government spends and you know, decide whether or not it's properly allocated. But let me ask you a question about this one, though, Bill. And the Trump tax cuts cost at least, what, $2-3 trillion? I mean, maybe if we didn't do that, we'd have some extra money, don't you think, Bill?
You know what? I'm not talking about Donald Trump here.
No, we're talking about tax cuts.
Hang on, man. Listen,
that's a tax cut.
Why have you got to have Donald Trump
$1 trillion, Bill? Trillions of dollars. You're talking about
let him go
to Ukraine? No, hang on. I'm going to address this, man. It's not about Donald Trump per se. It's Donald Trump's policies and the Republican policies. And you're concerned about how we're allocating money. Do you have any concern about this tax cut?
That
what, trillions of dollars is poof. Gone, added to the debt, Bill.
Bill, I would readily agree with you. The former
who is giving the money to Ukraine.
Now it's the Biden administration and other world countries, many of them NATO aligned, because Putin is a dictator that's invading his neighbors, Bill. Shouldn't we help?
Well, he invaded me.
Well, Bill, would that be your attitude? You know, when the Japanese bombed the U.S. fleet at Pearl Harbor, that was way out in Hawaii. Doesn't affect us here in Wisconsin. Does that not affect us as America?
What's that got to do with modern day stuff?
We're allies. Bill, if the Russians invaded Canada, would we be okay with that?
No, because I hate Canada.
Well, we can agree on that, Bill, but
come on, man.
But would you be okay with the Russians invading Canada? The U.S. offered financial or military aid to prop up Canada.
Only if they took out Justin Trudeau because he's
yeah, come on, man.
Because he's a communist.
That's
Fidel Castro's son. You know that.
Come on, man. Oh, Bill, you're killing me, man. I'll believe you're concerned about, you know, the budget and spending when you criticize Donald Trump and the Republicans for doing nothing but trillions of dollars of tax cuts for the rich, Bill. We're the devil's advocates. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is lemon curd. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets, and a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Created Glass Pipes and Products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey. Want to fight and curse?
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, Friday Eve, rolling into a 3 or 4 day weekend, depending on your point of view. Labor Day weekend. Hope you all have a great Labor Day. We're doing a special event, not Dom and Crute, but our pal Earl Ingram Jr. will be doing a Labor Day special, 8 to 11. It's going to play out in Madison, 10 to 11. Everywhere else across the Civic Media Network, Earl will be live from Labor Fest in Milwaukee Summerfest grounds, 8 to 11. So, you know, get up and do a little live Earl on Monday morning. He'll probably be one of the few hosts in the state of Wisconsin acknowledging labor. I don't think Righty Whitey Talk Radio makes a big deal out of Labor Day. our perhaps conservative friend, new friend, Bill from Grant County. First of all, Grant County is the most southwestern county in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. That's down there by like Dubuque and the meeting of the states.
Yeah.
So that's the part of the state. 51,938, the approximate 2020 census population. And the county seat is Lancaster, but I bet Bill's listening on WRCE, our friendly radio outlet in Richland Center there. That's news from the center, Richland Center. I can think for a second and tell you what the 1450 AM, 107.7 FM, just had to think for a second. But Bill, you pointed out there's a budget bill, probably an appropriations bill afoot. And I haven't read about this specifically, but it doesn't seem crazy that this appropriations bill would link both FEMA need for the state of Hawaii and the recent wildfires there, and also the Ukrainian need for additional funding. And I don't know, but I heard President Joe Biden earlier today, Bill, and I got to be honest with you, he was being bipartisan to the point of it hurt my ears. Falling all over himself to compliment the professionalism of Ron DeSantis and the fact that in times like these, natural disasters, when people need help, they don't care if you're a D or an R. So he was complimenting possibly his political opponent. I mean, if Trump's out of the way, DeSantis right now, probably second in your hearts, right, Republicans? But here's a quick op-ed, Bill, and this one written by a Republican. I'm only going to read the first couple paragraphs. This one written by Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, Bill. The Ukrainian military is gearing up for a spring offensive fueled by two recent allocations from President Joe Biden, totaling $675 billion. It adds up to a lot more than that, Bill, so hold your horses. We hope this funding will help Ukraine continue to fend off Russian attacks. But as it stands, America lacks a proper accounting for how our aid has worked thus far. Hard to account for aid in a war zone. Dollars, right? A lot of chaos going on. And since the war began more than a year ago, this written in June of 23, the United States has given Ukraine more than $113 billion in aid. We know it is a lot of money, writes a Republican senator. Some say we're investing too much in Ukraine, guys like Bill. Others say it's not enough. But we believe it's worth it. Our aid to Ukraine isn't charity. It's in our national security interest. As we determine how to best support Ukrainian sovereignty against Russia's unprovoked and illegal war, it's important that Americans can understand and track how the resources are used. And he co-wrote this with a Kristen Sinema from Arizona, independent senator. But basically, they go on to say, you know, we want accountability, but here's a little bit more. Our constituents deserve to know that each dollar sent to Ukraine is spent with the singular aim of deterring Russian President Vladimir Putin and maintaining peace for the United States and our allies. That's the goal. It's to stop Putin, Bill. It's not some Democratic tax and spend policy fella. And it's supported by Republicans and the rest of the world and anyone that believes in small d democracy, because that's what they're trying to live out in Ukraine. I mean, if we were, you saw the movie Wolverines. We all did when we were young. Wolverines, Russia invades Red Dawn.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the correction.
The name of the resistance were the Wolverines.
But it's just some young punk kids, Patrick Swayze and others.
High school kids. Russians invade, they parachute in and start shooting everybody.
But that's literally what happened in the Ukraine. I mean, these people are going to work one day and they're invaded. Now, there were some threats. There was some saber rattling. We did have some indication this might happen. They'd done it before in Crimea. And I'm not pretending to be a foreign policy expert. But we must stop advancing dictators. That's kind of in our DNA as Americans.
Is it? I mean, it kind of used to be. That's what they talked about. But what do you think Trump wants to be? What do you think the MAGA is all about, man? What do you think Bill, what's the flavor Bill's getting right now, man? I mean, I get the historical context. I can appreciate that. But excuse me if I don't just all of a sudden accept, hey, Bill's being genuine here. Bill is concerned about, you know, money being spent in Ukraine and not in Hawaii. Because Bill didn't say jack about, you know, the tax cuts from Trump or from Bush or any of those things. I mean, Bill, you're a white nationalist, man. You want to pull everything in? Is this, you know, just cut, pull, well, disengage from the world, man?
I mean, isolationist is different than white nationalist, though. But you hear a lot of isolationist sentiment. I mean, hell, on that debate stage last week, Ramaswamy was what? Characterizing Ukraine. If they just give in to it, they probably enjoy it.
What? Come on. That's terrible.
I mean, that was effectively, and that was many of these Republicans' attitude. Ask Ron DeSantis. Regional conflict, he called it. I mean, that's where this sentiment from Bill and others is coming from. Conservatives, some, they don't give a damn about standing with democracy. That's somebody else's problem.
Well, obviously, dude. Yeah, really? Are you shocked by that?
No, they tried to not shocked. Certainly.
Democracy, to think that they care about anybody else's democracy? I mean, come on. And Bill, I mean, come on, man. Canada? Communism? I mean, I get the rip and the poking, but that's not even close to reality, man. Not even close. I mean, you sound like Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. You know, all these communist, socialist, Marxist, you know, progressive, Democrat people. You know, those are all separate things. So, you know, appreciate you listening. Appreciate the input. Please call again. But don't expect me to believe you if you think that you're going to convey to me your sincere concern about the cash flow of this country, given who you probably have voted for and will continue to vote for. Although you are consistent, presumably, in your, thought that democracy is not worth saving unless it's in your backyard.
844-967-2789. We've also got this slick text line. You can use the app, the Civic Media app. You know, you could also stream the Badgers this weekend. Kickoff. The Luke Fickell era starts Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And if you're in the Milwaukee metro market, we ask that you either listen on 1400 a.m. or you put WRJN on the Civic Media app, because we got the power to stream the Badgers. Our friends in Madison should listen on WRCE, and our friends in the north should listen on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Or if you're up near Minneapolis, there, hey, listen on WLAK 1260 AM, or of course, stream it on the app. I'm very excited about our streaming capabilities, Don, but you can also use the app to text us in real time. And a few have chosen to do that today in regards to caller Bill from Grant County, I believe it was. One, our buddy Jeff from Shorewood texted out 5% of our military budget is going to the Ukraine. So I think he's saying, don't be hyperbolic, Bill. Here's another texter. This guy has great white right-wing melody. another drank the right's Kool-Aid. I think they think you are the Kool-Aid drinker. Love how to listen to those two have differing opinions. Mad spit their shtick. That's the best part. Gary, CJ, all the followers, you two handle it with kid gloves, and I appreciate that because I can't do it. You two are inspirations.
Oh my, how we have fallen.
And I didn't quite understand this one from LA Tom, Big Dictator Cheney. Just a rando. 844-967-2789. Not a random frequent flyer. You know, I don't even know what to do about you someday, CJ. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Again, thank you for taking my call.
Make me regret it, CJ.
I was just curious if you know these names, Robin Ware, Robert Peters, or J.R.B. Ware. Are you aware of those gentlemen? Those are the aliases that Joe Biden used to cover up money laundered through
What proof do you offer, CJ?
Yeah, CJ's wonderful. Breaking the case wide open, man. You got to would have got away with it too.
Are you Woodward or Bernstein, CJ? quote your source if you would, CJ. Where are you getting this information? The alias stuff about Uncle Joe.
New York Post. How about that?
The ever reputable Rupert Murdoch owned New York Post.
This weekend. Well, I'm just telling you, you guys didn't listen that the 51 undercover former intelligence officers that lied to America for 2 years. You didn't cover that up.
CJ, your guy was criming in public for the last 4, 5, 6 years. In fact, his entire adult life. But Donald Trump's under criminal indictment, you know, 91 times, 4 jurisdictions. CJ, I'm sorry if sometimes we don't infer the evidence when we see your guy getting indicted over and over again, and we see talking indictments that lay out the case against your guy over and over again, and the criminality. And all you can say to us is, but we found something this time for sure. The nothing burger is going to have some meat on it. Where's the beef, CJ?
Well, the mere fact that it's from China and he's being bribed by China, and the mere fact that it's communist.
Bribed to do what, CJ? And bribed to do what?
I tell you what.
What is he being bribed for, CJ? I mean, if you're going to bribe somebody, what's the effort? What's the point? What's the bribery
for? What Uncle Joe do for the Chinese?
The money that, how about Burisma? Have you heard the name?
Well, you said China, man. Ukraine, follow. China. I'm trying to follow the money in your logic, CJ. Money. What did Joe do for China?
There's companies that are. You guys want to deflect? That's okay.
No, man, you changed the topic.
We're being very specific and asking you a follow-up question on the very thing you brought up, CJ.
You are the literal bull in a china shop here, CJ.
There are shell companies from China, the 21 shell companies, money sent to those shell companies. That this Robert Ware and everybody, the emails. I mean, do you care that they're, do you think it should be investigated?
Yes.
I think it is being investigated, CJ.
You are clearly on the case, sir.
Yeah, man, you keep going, man. You're getting there, buddy. You keep going.
You guys are ripping on Jim Jordan. I mean,
yes.
It's being investigated. So why don't you
So Jim Jordan is the vessel that you're putting all your hopes in?
I care about this
Shaggy.
Right now, who's walking us into another war. Do you guys care? North Korea's flying missiles over the top of South Korea.
I'm worried about your blood pressure. You should be much less angry, dude. We're going into a long weekend.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.
CJ, you're right. I would need a beautiful mind or a case of something else to follow your logic, sir. Could you send me a memo? Come back.
Well, Biden's bad. That's
Biden the point. Bad. More devils.
Hey, this is.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 50 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 85 tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Lows around 63 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Temps swell above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 80s to near 100. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Do if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day, hell of the week. Matt Flynn sitting in for us tomorrow. Thank you, Matt. Make sure you tune in. He will be very direct with you. And coming up next, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show. And your calls right now, 844-967-2789.
Dom, let's get back to the callers. Ron from Madison. Ron, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Devils. You know, I don't understand how people like CJ process information. I mean, so far, there hasn't been any proof that President Biden was involved in his son's business dealings at all. And it's not like we haven't had relatives of presidents working on their name, using their name to get business deals.
But Ron, you're
Jimmy Carter's brother Billy make beer. Ron, that's what I recall.
Here's what I would say if I had to defend a guy like CJ. You're believing credible news sites, Ron, and CJ looks at differing news sites.
True.
Sites like the ones with John Solomon, Just the News, and there are efforts afoot. Opinion makers like Jonathan Turley are out there saying, you know, there's a little smoke. Impeachment should be next. They're going after Joe Biden through the impeachment process.
I've heard them say that, and I expect that just to keep a hold of the gavel, the speaker is going to wind up impaneling an impeachment process against President Biden. But so far, the only thing I've seen is Hunter's business partner saying that Joe had did nothing with their business at all.
There is a question though, and I don't want to give credibility to thanks Ron to CJ's conspiracy theories, but why the shell corporations? You know, people don't do that for transparency. They might do it for tax reasons, but they also do it to obscure the source of the money and where it's being distributed to. And there were lots of shell corporations. And I'm not saying that's implicating Joe Biden in anything, but Hunter Biden certainly had a way with shell corporations. 844-967-2789.
That in and of itself, and although it's
hold on,
sleazy,
Drew, you were next. You're next.
Hang on, Drew, but that in and of itself might be sleazy. And if dude made money off of selling the, hey, I'm Joe Biden's kid, you know, and that's what he did, the perception of whatever. If that's what you're doing and you're funneling money and you didn't pay any taxes on it, that's what the crime is. You can set up as much of that as you want, but if they drill down and you didn't pay your taxes on wherever you earned your money, yeah, then you pay the price for that, and that's fine.
There were a lot of distributions.
And then the former vice president was implicated on those things, getting paid directly from those things. Hell, indirectly, somehow, some way. Yeah, absolutely. And I know you would say the same thing, CJ and conservatives, about, I don't know, Jared Kushner, who made hundreds of millions of dollars while in the White House and trillions of dollars, I'm sorry, billions of dollars when he left. So, okay, now what?
844-967-2789. Let's sneak a few more friends and frequent flyers and others. And Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, I hope Bill, our new friend Bill, is that, yeah, that was his name, Bill. Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope he does listen in because, you know, he seems to be all worried about this money that evidently isn't going over to Hawaii or not enough of it. And when it comes to funding things here in America, I would invite him to call back in about, say, 3-4 weeks. And we'll talk about Republicans not taking care of the folks here in America and not wanting to fund things. I think it'll be a little different conversation.
You know, it's shutting down the government the Republicans are threatening to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, we won't worry about that, though, will we?
Well, if we shut down the government, then we can defund the investigation of Donald Trump. You just got to follow the logic, man.
I wonder if that's going to help Hawaii, though.
Well,
we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, right Rico. On, Rico. Be well.
Great point. Great point. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
844-967-2789. Drew from Lake Mills. Before you got stepped on, man, you're back. Sorry, welcome. Drew. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, well, it's all good. Hey, so I listen to you guys every day. I try to listen as much as I can during the day to the other shows. And, you know, CJ calls up on every show, it seems like. And
he really has no life, does he, Drew?
I have a theory about CJ. I've never heard him win an argument. I've heard him get his ass handed to him every time he calls by every host. Here's my thing. I think that he's into some freaky deaky stuff like sadomasochism. He likes women dominating him, telling him he's a dog and doing whatever, because that guy loves the punishment. Why does he keep calling?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yes. Yes. Like, I just don't get it. If I've called up Vicky McKenna every day and got my ass handed to me by the callers and the hosts, I would probably go, yeah, I'm not very good at this. I should just maybe, like, stop and find a new
Drew,
hobby.
But here's the difference. Vicky wouldn't take your call every day.
That's the thing. She wouldn't. I've tried.
So you got a little troller in you too, Drew.
Man, I mean, I don't understand it. I think he loves punishment. I really think he does.
844-967-2789. Let your freak flag fly, CJ.
Oh, man.
L.A. Tom, you're the last voice I'm going to hear on today's show.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, wow, and right before your vacation, too. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. What I was saying, Crudy, in my text message was that we do have some things to clean up here at home, you know, like George War Criminal Bush and Dick Cheney, dictator.
Dictator. Now I get it. Like, why did he like potatoes? I didn't see that in the Vice movie.
Yeah, no. It was dictator. But basically, like I said, we have to clean that stuff up. We should be focusing on, you know, the fact that when we put our tax dollars into something, we should be getting something back. And it shouldn't be the military-industrial complex. We should be using that money for education and for helping people with their daycare and, you know, things like that that actually pay back the people that are actually paying in.
But, Tom, bombs are so cool. Now, I agree with the expenditure in Ukraine. We got to help a country preserve its sovereign rights. But, Tom, we'll have to argue war budgets on a different show because we're out of time. Thank you for listening. Maggie Dawn is next. Then, Raised in the Wisco, our pal Matt Flynn filling in tomorrow. You're going to want to listen. He'll be very direct. And don't forget, Badgers kickoff right here on Civic Media Saturday. Find him on the flagship, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. Southsiders, listen on the AM, 1400 AM.
Wine and hop.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.